Good morning. This is Gemma Pepper here on Hunter Valley Today, and joining me on the line is your Upper Hunter MP, Dave Lazell. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Gemma. Great to speak to you.
You too. And I guess bit of a few concerning things this morning. So the new Premier, Dominic Perrottet, he's announced this new roadmap to reopening, and there's a lot of talks about the 70% vaccination rates and the 80% vaccination rates. Now, the Upper Hunter regions are still pretty much lagging behind in their vaccine. So what does this mean for us? Could we potentially be left behind?
No, look, Gemma, I don't think so. It's a state average that the Premier is talking about in terms of the 80% and the 70% on the roadmap. It has been a concern of mine that we are lagging behind, particularly in Muswellbrook and Singleton. And those areas, I've put a lot of effort into trying to make sure that people have opportunities for vaccinations and they can get out and get those vaccination rates right up there. And, you know, I'm really happy, you know, looking at the numbers this week. In Muswellbrook, for first dose, we're up at 81%. In Singleton, 87%.
Wow.
Now, we know with Pfizer, you know, they're going to have their second doses in 3 weeks. So within 3 weeks, we're going to see that second dose number, which at the moment is dismal at about 50%, we're going to see that skyrocket up. And even last week, the change in the second dose rate was 8%. So we're going to see that now in the next few weeks go up faster and faster as everyone gets their second doses. And that's really encouraging for me because I really was worried that we didn't have enough access to the vaccine. People were getting frustrated by the whole process. Well, that has now all changed. We have plenty of vaccine. If people want appointments, they can go out tomorrow and get an appointment. And it's all about get yourself vaccinated. We'll drive those numbers up. We'll get our community protected and we'll get back to life just as the roadmap is predicting.
Absolutely. And I guess it's a credit to you as well for how hard you've worked to get those pop-up vaccination clinics and to get the vaccines back into our regions. Now, you know, it does say that it is predicted that 3 weeks from now, we will see our second dose vaccination rates skyrocket, given that we have hit those great 80% marks. But with the predictions of the roadmap, are you then worried that people from, say, Sydney, when they can start travelling again, that we still might be a week behind when this roadmap opens? And if we're having people that have been vaccinated carrying through the area could be exposed to some of us that are maybe one vaccinated or not vaccinated at all?
Yeah, absolutely right, Gemma. And we've made a lot of noise about that in Sydney and talking about the risk that we have being that just a couple weeks behind the rates in Sydney. It does present a risk to the regions. And so we've been united in that voice. And that's why we got the change between the 70 and 80%, basically meaning that people in Sydney can't freely travel out to the regions until the whole state hits 80%. On the original roadmap, it was happening at 70%, and we got that changed. So that provides that extra bit of protection that we need in the regions just to make sure that we're ready for when we have to live with COVID.
Absolutely. And now, I guess, pushing aside COVID for a bit, there's been some great news in the Nationals Party. So we've seen Bronnie Taylor be elected in. So this is the first woman to be in a real leadership role in about 100 years.
Well, that's right. I mean, we've had plenty of female ministers and certainly state directors that have been female and you know, plenty of female involvement, but now we've got a deputy leader as a female. And, of course, that's a great news story. And there's no reason why, you know, she couldn't then one day become the leader herself. So it is a great thing for the Nationals that we have this new partnership in our leadership with the new Deputy Premier, Paul Toole, and, of course, Bronnie Taylor taking the deputy leadership of the party. And look, Bronnie is someone who is well known around the Upper Hunter. She spent a lot of time up here during the by-election. Everywhere she went, people loved her. She was Minister for Women. She was Minister for Mental Health. She's a former nurse. So she really understands regional healthcare. And that's what I really love. You know, she's a really good encyclopedic resource for me on that regional healthcare and what and the challenges that we have in the regions with our healthcare, our mental health, and GP. You know, it is a constant challenge, and it's something we'll be working on forever.
No, and that is wonderful news to see that there for Bronny. And just finally, Dave, I guess there's some tourism drives being pushed in the Hunter Valley.
Well, yes, Gemma, this is great news, I think, for everyone. I'm not sure if you're a golf player yourself, but certainly, you know, for those golf players that are out there, you know, this is a big event, the Player Series. The state government have secured the Player Series golf tournament. That's going to be played down at Cypress Lakes in the Hunter Valley, and it's going to be a live televised event, you know, attracting star players. So that's happening on the 10th of March next year. We'll all be out of our lockdowns. We'll be looking for lots of fun. And for those people out there who love golf, this is the event you need to get tickets for and go down there. And it's all about promoting the entire Hunter Valley, because we know if we can get people just up here for a day, they'll be here for the golf tournament on the 10th of March. But what happens after that? They go out for dinner. They go and see the rest of the valley. They'll go and spend a few days visiting different various attractions around the valley. You know, that's what it's all about. It's about building up our economy again, getting businesses going again, getting work to all those little tourism businesses that rely on getting tourists going through all the time.
Absolutely. No, this is so wonderful for that post-pandemic roadmap that we've been speaking about as well. I guess I'm probably going to have to go buy a couple of golf clubs and maybe a few tees and hit the club down in Musselbrook here.
Well, absolutely, Gemma. You better get out there and try it and get your skills going.
I will try my best in preparation to see this event so I can understand golf that little bit better. But Dave, thank you for your time with me this morning.
No problems at all, Gemma. Lovely to speak to you.